Bahudvijana Nitai Gaurachandra Marama Karuna Bahudvijana Nitai Gaurachandra Sababata Shashiramani Kevala Nanda Kanda Bajo Bajo Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sudveda Vishvasa Kori Bajo Bajo Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sudveda Vishvasa Kori Vishaya Charya Sera Se Majya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari Kebalo Hari Hari Vishaya Charya Sera Se Majya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari Ekore bhai, tribhubane nai, emana jayala jata. Pashu phaki jore, pasana vidare, shuni jara guna jata. Pashupati jore basana bidare suni jaduna da Samsare magia rohili poria te pare na vilo ata Apana karama bunjaye jana Paramatta runa pahudvi jan nitai gora chandra Sabhavata Rajramani Kebala Nanda Kanda Jaya Gaurnitai Gaurnitai Jaya Gaurnitai Jaya Gaurnitai
Two lords. Nittai Gaurachandra are very merciful. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of these incarnations is that they introduced a process of chanting and dancing that is simply joyful. Kevala Nandakam. Dear brother, Bhai, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. One simply has to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, without any motive. My dear brother, just try and examine this. Within the three worlds, there's no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda. Their merciful qualities are so great that upon hearing them, even birds and beasts cry and stones melt. But Lochan Das regrets that I am entrapped by sense gratification, since I have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Then Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement. Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktivinoda. We're reading Madhya 19, verse 160. Can you close that door over there? There's a lot of talking. 160. Seka jala panga upashaka bari jai. Tabda hana mula shaka bari te na pai. Seka jala panga upashaka bari jai. Tabda hana mula shaka bari te na pai. Shaka jala panna upa shaka bari jai. Tabda hana mula shaka bari te na pai. Getting upashaka, the unwanted creepers, bari jai, grow luxuriantly, stabdahana, becoming stopped, mulashaka, the chief creeper, barite, to increase, napai, is not able. translation. If one does not distinguish between the bhakti lata creeper and the other creepers, the sprinkling of water is misused because the other creepers are nourished while the bhakti lata creeper is curtailed. Purport. If one chants the Hare Krishna mantra while committing the offenses, these unwanted creepers will grow. One should not take advantage of chanting Hare Krishna mantra for some material profit, as mentioned in verse 159. The last verse. Nishada chara kutinati jiva hingsan laba puja pratishtadi jato pashakagam. The unwanted creepers have been described by Srila Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Thakur. He states that if one hears and chants without trying to give up offenses, one becomes materially attached to sense gratification. One may also desire freedom from material bondage, like the Mayavadis. Or one may become attached to the yoga siddhis and desire wonderful yogic powers. If one is attached to wonderful material activities, one is called siddhi lobi, greedy for material perfection. One may also be victimized by diplomatic or crooked behavior, or one may associate with women for illicit sex. Others may make a show of devotional service like the Prakrita Sahajiyas, or one may try to support his philosophy by joining some caste or identifying himself with certain dynasty, claiming a monopoly on spiritual advancement. Thus, with the support of family tradition, one may become a pseudo-guru or so-called spiritual master. One may become attached to the four sinful activities, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, meeting, or one may consider a Vaishnava to belong to a mundane caste or creed. One may think, this is a Hindu Vaishnav, this is a European Vaishnav. A European Vaishnav is not allowed to enter the temples. In other words, one may consider Vaishnavas in terms of birth, thinking one a Brahmin Vaishnav, a Sudra Vaishnav, a Mlecha Vaishnav, so on. One may also try to carry out a professional business while chanting Hare Krishna mantra or reading Srimad Bhagavatam, or one may try to increase his monetary strength by illegal means. One may also try to be a cheap Vaishnava by chanting in a secluded place for material adoration, or one may desire a mundane reputation by making compromises with non-devotees, compromising one's philosophy or spiritual life, or one may become a supporter of a hereditary caste system. All these are pitfalls of personal sense gratification. Just to cheat some innocent people, one makes a show of advanced spiritual life and becomes known as a sadhu, mahatma, or religious person. All this means that the so-called devotee has become victimized by all these unwanted creepers, and that the real creeper of Bhakti Lata Bija has been stunted. Janalam mido bujao kanaka vidato sankirtana kapitaro kamalaya taksho vishvambaro dvijabaro yugadama karo vande jiratya karo kurunavataro. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Girarhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakti Vinda Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangulanga Tegarin Gakti Pata Maham Vande Shri Guru Tinitaranam Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Tapi Dandena Bhutale Swayam Rupakita Mahyam Dadaki Sapadantikam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shekha Jala Panna Upa Shaka Bari Jai Stabdahana Mula Shaka Bari Te Napai. If one does not distinguish between the Bhakti Lata creeper and the other creepers, the sprinkling of water is misused, because the other creepers are nourished while the Bhakti Lata creeper is curtailed. So, in this purport, then, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta has pretty much taken us on a tour of all the different, many different pitfalls, deviations that, and Prabhupada is substantiating, we could say, or re-presenting it in his translation. Notice in the beginning he mentions Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. Yeah, I forgot to put the outside speaker on, that helps, but yeah. So the first of all, several times he's made reference to Prabhupada's pastimes are when we read his various biographies. They're riddled with this, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, of course, interacting with so-called jati goshayas, smartas, or critics of various stripes. And here it's decidedly mentioned, pointed out, that these are, in other words, Lord Chaitanya is set up in his instructions here. He's set up the highest criteria of what is the test for Krishna consciousness. Many times Prabhupada would say, this is the test, this is the standard, and everything else is, doesn't quite come up to it, or is trying to come there. And so Prabhupada gave full respect to other sampradayas, just like in, he was speaking with some prominent brahmanas in Hyderabad, and praising them for being first class. In fact, pointedly, Tamal Krishna Goswami, because Kaviraj Goswami also, Vrindavan Das Thakur, they are very heavy. It's not like, you know, because they were 500 years ago, they were tiptoeing around, they didn't mention any kind of deviations. They were also mentioning Kaviraj Goswami, Daitya Korimani. He says earlier in Chaitanya-charamrita that those who don't accept Mahaprabhu, we accept as Daitya, which is not a very favorable term. It means, kind of means demon. Daitya Korimani, those who don't accept Krishna, and then he says don't also accept Mahaprabhu like that. So Tamal Krishna, he was always pressing Prabhupada with very, not, you can't say tricky questions, but very pointed, heavy questions that are just like so Prabhupada, he has Prabhupada in Bombay, that, so other sampradayas, they seem bona fide, but Kaviraj Goswami is saying that anyone who's accept Mahaprabhu, he's a demon. What are we supposed to think about that? So what did Prabhupada say? Anyone remember? All hands. No? Okay. Ta-da. Time's out. So he said, not demons, but foolish. Okay. So that's resolved. So Kaviraj Goswami, but he stated like that, amazingly. So this is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. Sometimes we hear, he's a singer guru, he's so heavy, chopping. Prabhupada apologized to his godbrothers that he had the chopping technique. He said, I was following in my Guru Maharaj's footsteps and chopping even his godbrothers. In the end, he was apologizing, saying, for preaching, I did it. So I'm very sorry for preaching. He did it. So maybe we can say for preaching Kaviraj Goswami, and because we also hear how when Jiva Goswami challenged that Balabha Bhat, that he Rupa Goswami was not pleased. At least he had this pastime of not being pleased with Jiva Goswami, that you shouldn't argue and challenge, I guess. But arguments are always there. So here, this is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta presenting the straightforward. So Prabhupada was interacting sometimes, if you read in different books, now Giri Raj has his book, but we can hear it in other books, that Prabhupada was invited to some sammelan somewhere in India several times, and the Mayavadis would give their talk. Sometimes, rarely would Prabhupada want to hear that, ever. He instructed devotees several times, just have kirtan, more or less drown them out. It's like, you could say, well, that's not etiquette. But then people would just, and Prabhupada knew, people would like it. They'd jump, start dancing. Just drown them out. But this whole purport is that, boom, kutinati, diplomatic behavior, cannot satisfy the Atma soul. But so this kutinati, sometimes called fault finding, sometimes diplomatic behavior, but diplomacy is also used sometimes for Krishna. Just like in the beginning here, we're getting a we're getting the nishad achara, behavior not to be exhibited by a person desiring to become perfect. So Narottam Das Thakur in one place, is it Narottam or Bhagavan? Baro durachar, those who don't accept, say sambandha nahi ja, don't accept their relationship, because there is relation with Nitta, he said, but they are baro durachar, very misbehaved, durbuddhi, like Duryodhan, he was called durbuddhi, wicked-minded. So this, without following the Brahminical principles, one will be, to one degree or another, misbehaved. There are some very well-behaved persons, sattvic, but so nishet achar or durachar, baro durachar. Hingsa garva. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, yeah, this word hingsas, nishet achar, kutinati, jiva hingsam. Jiva hingsam means envious, hatred. We're hearing about the devotees in Bengal. So there's a whole, you know, you could say millions of people who are indoctrinated to just hate, basically. Prabhupada described it as, you cannot say that your religion is to cut throat. He said, that is not religion. Simple, that's it. What is the use of religio, means to link up with God, even in Latin. And what to speak, we have our yoga and our different terminologies. So this is the last thing that you're going to do, diva hingsan. Mahaprabhu was so disturbed, speaking with Thakur Haridas. You read that in the Anchalila. Haridas, tell me, why? How can we save a sub-kom? How is there any? Tahar hetu na dekiye, more dukkha par. My misery is unlimited. Mahaprabhu is saying, seeing how the living entities are suffering, how the cows are being killed, he specifically said, go brahmane himsa. This word himsa, ahimsa, sarvabhutana. One should be ahimsa. This is like entry level sadhu or human society. Jive doi, parara shuno hoy. Different Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving in his songs. Very nice. Jive doi, sarva dharma sha. The essence of all dharma is that one should be merciful to jivas, not jiva himsa. How can they say that's a religion? They claim, oh, you defile our religion. What is your religion? Huh? That you kill people? That's it. Finished. End of story. That's it. We didn't see it. You blow things up. But the Vaishnav, Prabhupada said, also Vaishnav is like Arjuna or like Ramchandra. They also have to sometimes defend and fight. So it depends on time and place. So this hingsa is mentioned. Amanitam adambitam ahingsa kshantirar javam. How many times in Bhagavad Gita is that mentioned? Anyone? Anyhow? Just joking. But there's about 6-7 times this hingsa. Amanitam adambitam ahingsa kshantirar javam. Acharjo pashanam shocham. Stayam atma vinigra. I think that one is in the 13th chapter. There's a long list, and it there. One should be humble. Manitwa. Amanitvam doesn't require respect. We got this word here, laba. Laba. Suke duki samakutta. Laba labo jajo. In the second chapter of the Gita, this laba is mentioned, whether you get something or don't. But laba, here in this verse, is meaning that gain, you want something. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it's given jivasya tattva jigyasa. One should not desire anything. Dharmasya dharmakanta. Nartasya dharmakantasya. Narta labeya. There's a couple of verses there. Nendriya pritir. Not desire anything. So many verses with this word laba, ladba, Vadba, to gain, doesn't desire anything. Having gained this, he doesn't desire anything else. In the sixth chapter of the Gita, it's described there, once getting this Krishna consciousness, he doesn't desire anything more. That's it. He's happy with Krishna God. Therefore, he doesn't have a suke duki samekrita blaba blaba oja oja. Yadricha laba santushto. Santushto means always satisfied with whatever he gets. When Vamanadeva was speaking with that Bali Maharaj, he described it that if I'm not happy with three steps of land, then even if you, I get Ajitendriya, someone who's Ajitendriya, senses of uncontrol, he wants unlimited. Well, I will want, you know, nine islands with seven dvipas and the whole universe. Pratipurayutam nirpa. Their king cannot be satisfied. Like a pot with holes in it and the water is dripping out. He gave several examples that were very descriptive there. I can't remember all of them, but so... the Brahman who is not satisfied, yadritcha, which whatever comes of its own accord, labha santushto vantatito vimatsara. Vimatsaraha means also ahimsa, without any hatred. Vimatsaraha. Nirmatsaranam satam. Bhagavatam is meant for those who are nirmatsaranam. Well, you can read Bhagavatam and become nirmatsaranam. When you read Bhagavatam, even if you're full of all these bad qualities, gradually, Srinvatam Swakata Krishna, that Hidyantasto, the things that are in the heart, all these qualities, offensive qualities mentioned, become Abhadrani. These Abhadras, they become purified. So Mahaprabhu, his very first verse, he describes what is the quickest, easy way. Chaita Darpanam Arjunam, Bhav Mahadivagni, Nirvapanam. Chaita Darpanam Arjunam. The dirty mirror of the heart will be cleansed, all the dust. And this dusty particles, a very nice pastime when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleaning the Gundicha Marjanam. It's an enactment of the verse, Chaita Darpanam Arjunam. One day, before the Ratiyatra, Mahaprabhu asked, he called for three persons. Who are they? Any hands? the head of the Jagannath temple was one of them, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was one of them, and Kashi Mishra, three persons, the Paricha, Tulsi, I think his name, Paricha, means he was the manager. So he asked that he wanted to cleanse the Gundicha temple, cleansing the Gundicha temple. So of course they said, oh, but Lord, this is not your business, you know, cleaning things, you should not do this. He said, no, no, I'm doing. So then, okay, we understand this is your Leela. So they brought immediately, 100 men came with 100 pots, big pots of, and they were getting water from the lake next to it. And they had brooms, 100 brooms, and there was like an assembly line bringing the water. Someone was cleansing, pouring water. First they were cleaning with brooms. They had their Indian style brooms that we know. And not like our plastic brooms, very natural brooms, organic. No footprint. Everything then was no footprint. I remember going, in the beginning when I went to India in 74, even still it was pretty good. I remember going on the boat thinking, oh, I hope I don't cut my feet on glass, going to Navadvipa. And then I started, there was no glass. I kept looking for glass. There was no broken glass. Nowadays, there's plastic and whatever. And still, there's some clay cups and leaves, and but there's so many other things. So I don't know how quick we can cleanse those things. Very adamantly want to create havoc and filth everywhere. But the objective is to be paka, clean. This is the thing. So they were cleaning and dusting all the straw and all the grains of sand and dust and chanting. When someone would bring a bucket of water or ask for a bucket, they would say, Hare, and the other person would say, Krishna, Hare, Krishna. And someone would hand someone a broom. This cleansing is going on, and Mahaprabhu, just to encourage everyone, he was using his own cloth.
which is significant. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said that we should give up everything for this cleansing process of Krishna consciousness. Cleanse the heart, chaitra dharpa namarjana. So sometimes they would collide and the pots would break. But during the brushing and with the brooms, Mahaprabhu would say sometimes, "Oh, you have done very well." And if the person hadn't done well, he would understand. Lord Chaitanya would look at you. You can imagine it was pretty potent. If Mahaprabhu thought you weren't doing well, he would say it sarcastically. But if you were doing well, you'd understand that it wasn't, you know. But in the end, Mahaprabhu had what? His pile was twice as high as all the other devotees combined. So without that, Mahaprabhu's cleansing, we can understand, we won't do very well either. His pile is twice as big. And then when they were cleansing the ceiling, throwing water and washing, and just like, so to make the place pure when Jagannath would come there, and they cleansed everything. The whole altar and the floors, the walls, totally clean. Everything has to be clean. And then again, twice. So all these things, and so Srila Bhaktisiddhanta brings the same verse there in that pastime, pointing out that this is the enactment of this verse, how to get rid of all these, rid ourselves of all these unwanted dust and straw that's there in the heart. Rid the roga kama. Disease in the heart. It's always mentioned, the heart. Evam sachitte sateva siddha. Evam sachitte, sitting in the heart, and radeshi arjuna tristiti. And we're reading now also about Paranjan, how has to purify the heart. Practically all over the Bhagavatam we find this. Naivatmana praborayam nijalava porna. Krishna himself is self-satisfied, described in many places. Sukadeva Goswami also is described nijalava. They don't require anything because they're nijalava, self-satisfied. And so when Prahlad Maharaj is talking, naivatmana praborayam nijalava pomanam janada vidushak, he's very merciful to the fools who are not satisfied in the material world. Yad-yad-janol, he describes, touch-chatmane, prati-mukasha means a mirror, just like the mirror of the heart. Prati-mukasha, you see your face, your mukha in the mirror. So it's a very descriptive word for the mirror. When you serve Krishna, when you serve Mahaprabhu, serve the Guru, you dress the deity, Prabhupada said, everyone is satisfied. It's just like looking in the mirror. Oh, I'm so happy to see the deity. No one's thinking, oh, I'm not. Of course, on the immature stage, you know, somebody might think, oh, I'm not, I have to dress very nicely. No, attention should be given to the deity, the altar, decorating the temple, glorifying, you know, the gardens. This is Prati Mukasya Mukashri. So the more we, just like once a year we have the Gundicha Marjanam, but that should go on every day, every moment, that one is Marjanam, Chaito Marjanam, Bhava Maha Devagni, and extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. Bhava Maha Devagni Nirvapana Shreya Kairava Chandrika Avatar Vidyavadu Jivanam. The more one takes part, Mahaprabhu says, Anandam Buddhivardhanam, his bliss will increase unlimitedly. So Labha, and then Puja is mentioned also here. Yeah, we had that verse last week, but here it's being invoked again in today's purport. First thing, that because this 60 is just a follow-up to 59, basically. Nishadacha kuti nati jiva hingsan lava puja. So puja. Who's against puja? Nobody. But here this verse says puja's not good. Wait a minute. Duh. Puja means, do we want to get worship? Pratistha. Pratistadi. Pratistacharya. Prabhupada is Pratistacharya, Bhaktisiddhanta, Bhaktivinoda. They establish Krishna consciousness. They're the acharyas for Pratistha. Pratistasa. Nirjanara Gari is mentioned here in this purport, that Bhaktisiddhanta has written a whole big song Tumi kishira Vaishnava. What kind of Vaishnava are you? I think Jayapataka Maharaj wrote a whole like treatise on this. So, because it comes also from Raghunath Das Goswami and his Manashiksha, that this subtle, because even if we grossly get rid of our material attachments, these subtle things remain. Patista, one wants to get some fame or some acknowledgement, or this, even worse, is puja probably. Puja, worship, no desire any worship. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati on his birthday once in, what was it, 1930 or so, he has this very nice lecture where he talks about he's sitting up on his asan. He didn't do every day. He only did on his Vyasa Puja day. And he sat up there, and there were probably some outsiders there, so he spoke to that, those type of persons also. One might think, why this? He's like a big brute, a big animal. I'm sitting up on this chair receiving worship. So he described here how he's representing his disciplic succession. So someone who's expert enough he's finished with his false ego. It's like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he wrote a letter, a 3 or 4 page letter to the Calcutta Mat, which was circulated around the Gaudiya Mat. And in that letter, it's only 3 or 4 pages, 3.5, 3, 4. I've counted, I think, 11 or 12 times they used the word fop or foppish. He was addressing the members of the Mat should not be fops. I think in America they won't use this word, but in England you probably still use it. Foppish would be like acting very, not only puffed up, but extravagant with beautiful clothing, and foppish. So it's actually a very pointed, cutting word to use on his own disciples who are brahmacharis and sannyasis. Fop, F-O-P. She's never heard the word. Foppish. What's the pronunciation? How is it?
Foppish.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a professor too. Anyway, so 10 or 12 times he invoked this word, foppish, however it's pronounced. Double O, foppish, foppish. I mean, it's like, we've seen that in our ISKCON, some of the former sannyasis, they developed this foppish mentality. Not developed, they came with it, but they let it loose. You know what, 35 chaturas in the closet, and 60 quartas and 35 types of perfume. No. The sannyasis, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta said, they should go barefoot. Members of the Mat, the sannyasis from now on, he said, because we hear that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta had one or two cars and a boat, a launch. He mentions it. No one should use the car or the launch. He called it a launch. Nice. Unless they're finished with their false ego. Don't demand any service, going around. Even I remember being surprised that the brahmacharis in Calcutta in the 70s, they would go to different parts of Calcutta to get different types of sweets. They knew in this part of Calcutta you could get this sharbat, and here you could get this type of, misty dahi. But it's not a good thing to do, because then the drivers see it and other people who sell it to you see it. So get super careful that these things don't come in. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was warning, admonishing. He said, those sannyasis who want to make their senses very strong and speak with others' wives like that, control others' wives, he said, then better they should put a tail wear white and put a tail on their dhoti and go home. We don't need such sannyasi. He was super strict. Didn't want these things coming into his Gaudiya Mat. And Prabhupada also, Prabhupada was so busy going around the world, he couldn't keep tabs on every deviation, every something might pop up. Similarly, these great acharyas, they have this very high standard. And we get a glimpse, we get more than a glimpse, we get boom, a lot of it, by reading these purports. If we treat people diplomatically or duplicitously, our spiritual advancement is stubda. We get this word in the 16th chapter, one of the demoniac qualities. This word is in this verse. 60, stubda. Stubda means impudent. Here it means stop, but it's the same word more or less. So when, if you are, have those demoniac qualities mentioned in the 16th chapter very extensively, ashocham, like that. Dana madanvita, intoxicated with false pride, prestige. So what is our Raghunath Das Goswami, our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, described this as bathing in the urine of a donkey. Bathing in the urine. Or Nirjanaragara, he says that this is compared to the stool of a hog, also. That's very colorful, but very pointed, something you don't forget, you know. That if you want to go off for some and chant, thinking that people will take note, oh, he's chanting on his own, he's very advanced, imitating Haridas Thakur, someone like great personalities. Very few people are able to do like that. Prabhupada specifically mentions Jagannath Babaji, Gorkhasura Das Babaji. They could, and go off like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta and Bhakti, no, they did go off. Bhakti Siddhanta went off for, 9 years and was chanting a billion rounds. A billion names. And the whole time he was formulating his whole movement to deliver the entire world, the whole universe. He wasn't in Maya. So unless we can do that, there's no, won't profit. There's no profit. Rather, there's only loss for us. We stay in the association of the devotees. Satam prasanga mama virya samvita. Bhavanti Hritkana, Rasayana Kata. Virya means strong. We become strong in the association of Sangha. Satsangam, Akena, Sukha, Vahena, Kutaja. Reduces also our desire for liberation, just to be in the association. And it's done simply by becoming attracted to the holy name. So in the pastime of Thakur Haridas, we have some very strong verses that glorifying the holy name, akristi kritachetisam sumanasam changhasam achandalam amukha alokamukha vasya mukti shriya vasya mukti vasya, that the holy name is the most attractive process. Kritachetisam, it attracts the mind. Akristi kritachetisam sumanasam changhasam. And just by taking up this practice of chanting Hare Krishna, the holy name, that sooner or later will purify us. These other practices are all deviations. But even if one chants, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says you can develop. In his song, Amara Jivana, he describes all these things. Hingsa Garva Bibhushan. I'm decorated with envy and hatred. He himself is showing the example. So, what do we think of Dr. Ntaku? He is not decorated with... He was 24/7 obsessed how to deliver, just like Rupa Goswami, how to deliver all the living energy. Jive Doya Krishna Nam Sarvadharma Shah. Aparada, Shunohoi, Loha Krishna. They gave us the prayers. What would we know? How to pray? Or what to think of? What do we want? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Aparada Shunohoi. When my aparads will be finished, then I can take the Shudanam, the pure holy name. And he set up the whole Nam Hatha. He himself claims to be a barber, a tailor, like a bungee cleaning, because what he wants to purify. The tailor wants to give new clothes. The new clothes are what? Devotional clothes. The barber, not just give an ordinary haircut, but boom, shaved up, like that. So it seems like a very lowly position, but it's the most advanced position. Prabhupada said, I am fifth class. He was challenged by those students in Sweden when he was presenting the Varnashram system, Daiti Varnashram. They said, so you say you're first class? No, I'm fifth class. I am simply servant of everyone. But this is the mood of Prabhupada, doing the most service, Bhakti Siddhanta. Dasosmi, I'm your servant. They're not just talking, but actually they're doing the greatest service. Just read these purports and you'll see. Okay, so any discussion?
You're mentioning that, or the purport was mentioned, you shouldn't see a devotee, a European Vaishnava, South American Vaishnava. But it seems
Shudra Vaishnava, Brahmin Vaishnava.
Right. But it seems like that's, in so many ways, that's the way the system is set up, like the Parmashan system. You know, the Brahmanas, they deserve all the respect, and then it kind of goes down from there.
Well, there's etiquette, yeah. But I mean, as soon as you start puja, what is the first thing you're supposed to chant? It's Naham Vipro, Nachanarapati, Napi Vaishana Shudra, Navani, Nachakriya, but yeah. Lord Chaitanya himself, shloka, I am none of those designations. Naham vipra, I'm not a Brahmin. Naham vipra, I'm not a kshatriya, not a patir, not a vaisha, not a sudra, none of those things. What a gopi bhakta pada kamalayam. But there's etiquette. Prabhupada wanted to bring everyone to the Brahminical platform, but then also he adjusted. So he thought there should be Varnashram College, and you can hear the speaking. He's speaking on some morning walks, especially saying, in this Varnashram, those who are not fit for studying. He wanted the Gurukulist kids to learn Sanskrit. They didn't have to become Sanskrit grammarians, but be familiar. He had a high bar, and he was always adjusting. Okay, let them go in the field then. Let them do something, work in the fields, or let them, if they're kshatriyas, rarely someone's a real kshatriya leader.
But to have that, the same respect for every Vaishnava, no matter what their
one who thinks position. That, what is it, Nahijati Kuladi Vichar. One who thinks, Kaviraj Goswami, who thinks that, what does it say, Bhakta Bharo. A bhakta bharo, a bhakta heen char. So the bhakta is very great. A non-devotee is not great, or heen means not lowly, and char. Very bhakta heen char. Krishna bhajani, bhakta, what is it? Krishna bhajani, nahi jati kuladi vichar. One who sees a kula has the vichar. His consideration is only the birth of such persons, then he's Vaishnavi, Jati, Bhuti, Narak, he's in the hellish. There's a verse from the Padma Purana describes that one thinks that the Chanamrita is ordinary, that the deity is just stone, Shiladir, Gurushu, the Guru is ordinary person, that the Vaishnava is also like that, then he's considered with hellish mentality. In fact, Prabhupada said that about the Babajis, because they were criticized, Prabhupada Bhakti Santa Saraswati, when he went to Radhakund, he was speaking on Sandarbhas, and they thought it was not appropriate. He's supposed to be a big time, guru, he has followers, he should speak only on, Gopi Bhav, Rasa Lila. And so they criticized. And he said, well, then they're not in Radhakund, they're in Narakund, they're in hell. They're in the lake of hell. So, I mean, of course, we don't have the adhikar to say, like, we can at least invoke or repeat what he said. But we can't go and challenge all the Babajis, like, ourselves. Oh, you're all in hell. So we have to have time and place. I can say, sometimes Prabhupada would even say, I can say that, you cannot say that. Well, not everybody can imitate like that.
So
but at least we can follow the footsteps. But yeah, we, you know, the devotee is, there may be some brahmanas, there may be some senior persons, there has to be etiquette. Without etiquette, Mahaprabhu said, then one becomes a laughing stock in this life and the next. Without the etiquette. What was he speaking on that time about the etiquette? It was something really delicate that only Mahaprabhu could know about the etiquette between, you know, Jagat and Underpandit and Sanatan Goswami or something. Actually, it's quite funny when you read about some of these things, like when Jagat and Underpandit instructed Sanatan Goswami to go to Vrindavan because he had his sores and he felt really bad about having this weeping boils and sores. So he said, yeah, you can go to Vrindavan, you know. So when he told, Sanatan told Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu said, ah, Jagat, well, you don't listen to Jagat. He is simply a new man. But then, how is he a new man? He knew Lord Chaitanya before anybody else on the whole scene. He was like 6-7 years old with Lord Chaitanya. He wasn't a new man. But it's quite funny if you, then you know the whole back thing. So, but when he was when Jagadananda was chastised, then Sanatana Goswami, he was feeling transcendentally ecstatic, and he was telling Jagadananda, said, just see, you're so intimate with the Lord that he chastises you so severely, but because you're so intimate, but we're like outsiders, we don't get chastised like that. Anyway, there's etiquette. There's so much etiquette involved, subtle etiquette. So one should know, I think Bhakti Chu gave whole courses on etiquette, you know, whole seminars. And he probably knew it better than most people or anybody. Yeah. They wouldn't take prasadam, but guess what? Later on, they told some of the devotees to go tell your guru that we will, if you hire us, we'll do the puja here year round. So Prabhupada didn't directly tell them, but he said, you tell them. I don't think Prabhupada thought they would tell them. You tell them for me, they are nothing but dogs. Tell them for me. They're nothing. He said that about his own godbrother. You tell him for me, he's nothing but a bedbug, about one of his godbrothers. But, I mean, the devotees didn't go do that.
And I was talking about the etiquette of not taking prasadam. It seems like it's not.
They didn't take prasadam.
Yeah.
Those Brahmins.
Right.
Well, they're not expected to. They were just hired so that the local persons in Vrindavan would, you know, give more respect. Just like Lord Chaitanya has no need to take sannyas. We worship Lord Chaitanya in his Nabadvi Lila. So many times it says he's not, you know, Gopal Bhatta was longing to see him in that Lila. He only saw him as a sannyasi. Anyway, so there's so many subtle things. Here, give the mic to the professor.
It sounds like the proper etiquette that Prabhupada was establishing there is, I just forgot what it was. I had the joke all lined up. We should display proper etiquette to people who are enamored by proper etiquette.
I mean, sometimes Prabhupada would say, you know, there'd be Mayavadi sannyasis like in Vrindavan passing on the morning walk. And Prabhupada would say, you can offer, you know, even pay obeisances. They represent sannyas ashram even though they're Mayavadis. But definitely Prabhupada would give pranams. He didn't just walk by them and say, hey, you stupid Mayavadi. No. And argue. And he might discuss philosophy with them in a very cultured way sometimes. He also said that Vrindavan is overrun with rogues, rascals, Mayavadis, demons. He didn't name anybody. Like when, all kinds of things in Vrindavan, all kinds of dacoits, gundas. You can see everyone in that way equally and have respect that they're dambasis, but they may cut your throat the next moment also. Anything else?
So etiquette is just an external thing?
Well, sometimes. Etiquette, just like Lalit Prasad. he was on the level of Prabhupada's guru. He's the brother of Prabhupada's guru. So Prabhupada, when they first went to meet him, Prabhupada used photos with the Chutanandas there, and anyway, there's some nice photo with Prabhupada speaking. He lived to 101 or 2, and you know, he was younger than Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, but when they first went to Bir Nagar to meet him, Prabhupada's main intention was to get that place in the name of ISKCON. So of course he showed etiquette, but he also instructed Jayapataka, for instance, that if he starts speaking anything against your own guru, saying he gives higher knowledge, then you don't have to go there, don't go anymore. But you can also challenge him by asking a question. This is etiquette, that if you say to him, if someone cannot maintain Bhaktivinoda Thakur's birthplace or in place, and others can, is it proper that he should just keep it in this condition? You know, even though you're two generations junior, you can ask him in a question form, and then it's not breaching etiquette. So this is for etiquette, like that. Anything else? All right, Hare Krishna.